Today, today we come to Shnei Shvilim. The case of Kibur Echad Shalchanei, the fun of Bei Fun Shidukim. V'atza Achmar V'shoko V'lo Yedina Ni V'hayayo O Ni V'hayayo. So first of all, the case is that two houses belong to two different people. Now they don't belong to the same person. And it's similar to Shnei Shvilim. Shnei Shvilim, where you have two rows, one Tamei, one Tar, V'halach Be'echamei V'asat Haris, V'achadei V'alch B'sheni V'asat Haris. If Yehuda says, initially, Zebes Ne'atmei, the Zebes Ne'atmei Tahirim, so Yehuda says a big thing. If each person is separately, then they're Tar, if they both of them are Tar, even though one of them is Tamei, but the Rav was passing both of them are Tar, the Vasach Atmei, the two come together, so then the Rav will pass in Tamei for both. Why are we going to cast in Torah separately? I said, suffix that Isa. The answer is, that it is so far. It's suffix that Isa, but it's suffix Tumah because the Rav. Right, we have a halacha Moshe Sinai that suffix Tumah because the Rav is Tar. So that's why they went on the road, even though it's a suffix if there was a mace on the road. The 50-50 suffix. Still, we pass in Tar, because suffix Tumah b'shus Rav is Tar. But Yesi argues, Yesi argues, Beikach or Beikach Tumei. But Amar Rava, really not much of a machlokes. Amar Rava, Tem Rav Yechon, no. The Bas Achas, the Yechon Tumei. The Zachas, the Yechon Tumei. Like Nechmaku. They argue in one case. The Bodhi Shal Olav Achavei, right? The Yesi Medamilei the Bas Achas, the Yehuda Medamilei the Zachas. There's really only one case in which they argue. Basically, everyone agrees by Shnei Shvilim that what? That Zachazah we pass in Tar, and Vasachas we pass in Tameh. So the basic psak is not an issue of Machlaikis. The whole issue of Machlaikis is only on one Hechatimsa, which we'll see if we have a chance to get to. But the basic thing of Shnei Shvilim is not a Machlaikis, and we pass in Tar, Zachazah, and Vasachas we pass in Tameh. And the second Taisa says the Basachas did Yachal Tmeim Nira Hainu Midrabana Midraisa Philip Achasachas Tmeim. Taisa is really by Shnei Shvilim even the Basachas we pass Kintar. It's only Midrabana, and if they come together it looks bad. You're going to tell both of them the Tar Mevzik and Shikra. So Midrabana you have to be Machine. But really what is the Iker Din of Shnei Shvilim? And that is that Shnei and Tahir. Okay, this case of Shnei Shvilim is a important case, and we're going to get into a Yesodistic discussion about it. Just before we do, I'd like to tell you one more Mishnah. You might think this is Pashut, you might think it's a Chiddush. Just the next Mishnah, there's a second case of Shnei Shvilim. Even the same person walked one day, he went on one shvil and touched the Haris. And then he went to the mikvah, and he had the spritz on him, the paraduma, he saw it. The same person, a week later, goes on the second shvil, and he touches Taharis. So even though the same person, since it's Zahazah, one week he walked on one road, one week he walked on the other road, we're going to pass the Tar on both. It's not Zafka, two people on Shnei Shvilim. If you would have one person, where Zahazah, where if one person walked on both roads, he's a chatamah. But Zachazah, one week he walked on one road. And later, a week later, a month later, he walked on another road. So we still have to talk to him, it's the Zachazah, Shnei and Tahirim, even the same person.
And why anybody
doesn't
have to say that
the owner? It would be the same owner, then it's the Zachazah. Because it's one Akbar that went into one of the two houses. He can't possibly, he can only ask the Vasachas in the case of the Pesach, right? It's not sure how weak a part because Pesach is now. Okay.
You realize
why you
missed
it. It's true. If we don't understand it by two people, so it was the same person. It's true. Okay, but I'm going to explain it by two people, so I have to let you know beforehand. That is, but the truth is that the Gemara Shnei Shvilim is a Chiddush. That the Rav is saying, this Rav is a liar. I mean, Chasho. the rav is inconsistent. If somebody would be sitting in the audience watching this rav, he'd tell the rav, you know, you're making a mistake today. Fellow walks down road one, he told him he's sorry. Another fellow walked down road number two, he told him sorry, you know, you made some kind of mistake today. The Chiddush Shnei Shvilim. That's our discussion today, is on the end of Chiddush Shnei Shvilim, and we're going to try to touch on the main side. In order to bring out the side properly, we're not going to start with Shnei Shvilim. I'd like to discuss with you a case in the Shesh Maisa, understand the case there, and then we'll come back to understand the Shnei Shvilim. Okay. The Shesh Maisa has the following case, and I know some of you heard it from me already, but half cup, because you have to follow it clearly through. It was a Maisa Shahayu, it was a Tshuva Tagayim. A Maisa happened in a butcher store. They shefted 7 animals, and after you shef the animals, animals have the inside organs, the stomach and the lungs and the heart, and that nobody eats, so most people don't eat. So they took all the stomach, the lungs and heart, they threw it in the pile in the corner, and the meat itself they cut up into steaks or whatever they were selling, and they started selling. They sold 2.5 behemoths were sold already. I mean, in steak form, right? They sold pieces of the behemoth, the size of the animal. They sold 2.5 animals. That means they had less. 4.5 animals. At that time, somebody went over to the stomachs and started looking at the organs, and he found that one of the stomachs was a trachea. One of the 7 animals had a hole in its stomach, and it was a trachea. But they had no clue which one, because once you take the, you see one stomach, you see them all. You can't tell from the stomach which animal it's from. So what? The stomach was piled in the corner. Someone overlooked it, and they saw that there's a hole in one of the stomachs. So now we have a Shiloh. We don't know which one of the 7 animals is trapped. Two of them are kosher. And when it was clear, it was the type of the hole in the stomach that didn't come in. It was there all along. And the question was, what do you do now? You have one trach and 6 kosher, and they're all confused one with the other. You don't know which is which. What do you do? So the Rav sat down and he said, okay, let's see, how do we pack? The animals that were sold, the meat that was sold already, it's called the parish. It's not in the butcher store anymore. It's taken out of the butcher store. Called the parish, Meruba parish. He said, look, any meat that was sold is fine. Because if you go into a butcher store that has 6 kosher animals and 1 tray, and you take out a piece of meat, you have every right to assume that it's kosher. So whoever bought meat, took it out of the store ready, it's kosher. In the butcher store, we have still 4.5 animals. That's already kavua. That's in the place where the animal was originally recognizable as identified as the stomach. That's in its place. It's in the butcher store. Kol kavua kemefta mefta dami. All the meat that's in the butcher store, the 4.5 animals, those are trays. You can't sell them to a yid. And the 2.5 that are outside are kosher. So far, so good. Easy to start. So one rav said, 1 minute. He sold 2.5 animals. So the 2 whole animals that were sold are kosher, no problem. The half an animal that's outside, called the Ruba Meruba Parish, says it's kosher. That means which stomach did this animal have? We assume it had a healthy stomach. So if we're assuming that this animal number 3, had a healthy stomach, so then the half of the animal which is in the store, it's the same animal. This animal only had 1 stomach, both halves, and 4 stomachs, whatever animals have. But I mean, it had to share the same stomach. So one rav said, 1 minute, the half of an animal that was outside, called the parish move, the parish tells us, it had a healthy stomach. If so, that half animal which is inside should also be kosher, because it's the same animal. You're right, hold on, good.
Okay.
We knew, the case is they sold one animal, we knew it was the second year of the
day.
Then they're all trash, because they're looking at the rest of them.
And the reason they
called
Parish because
it was sold already. Because it
was
Parish, because it was
taken out.
This
was
that also.
But Lamaisa, once called the Parish Paskin, that the half that's out is kosher, so we have already a snack, so let the half that's in be kosher. Another Rav says, 1 minute. The half animal which is inside, it's called Kavua Kamesam Ephedon. It's trash. That means, the half an animal that's inside, we have to be chayshish, had a bad stomach, had a tracheal stomach. Now, the half of that animal, which is outside, comes from the same animal. So we're passing on the half that's on the inside that it's trace. We have to pass in that the half that was sold is also trace. It's the same animal. So the kol kavur kenefta nefta should pass in for us that the half that's outside is also trace. So the argument was, what do we do? Do we say the half that's outside passes for the one that's inside? Or do we say the one that's inside passes for the one that's outside? This was the...
I'm going to call the parish first.
No, call the parish first. It's in the store.
Well, they bought it. They ate it, you know?
They ate it, right? Talk about it.
It wasn't in Lafayette, like you already know?
That's not the issue. The issue right now is what they're going to do. So this was the argument. One second. This was the argument. Comes along the Pre-Chadash, quoted also in the Sheshmaitre. The Pre-Chadash says, you're both wrong. The half that's outside is kosher, and the half that's inside is trash. Aye! They had the same stomach. How could the half that's outside be kosher and the half that's inside be trash? Not to be chadash, the yisayit. Yisayit is, who cares if in fact it can't be? The fact can't be true. It doesn't matter. The halacha tells us, kol the parish is kosher, and kol kavua is treif, and that makes the psak halacha. And he says that any dayan that doesn't pass in this way, is Eina Yedeya, the Yemina L'Smaylai, and he'll consist of that. Any guy that doesn't agree with me, so he doesn't know how to pass in Hamachas. The Pesach is, the Kol the Parish is Parish, and Kol Kavua is Kavua, and that half is kosher, and the stuff that's inside is trace. Yes?
What
happens is everyone agrees that
the
stock is the stock. They agree that
the
stomach
is
the stuff, right? Or you have
a
stock, how do you deal
with it?
The stock
is not saying that it
don't
destroy
the
business
is
what I'm telling you.
What
I'm saying
is
that what you
should
do
is... I behave as if it had a kosher stomach. The stock is, I should behave as if it had a kosher stomach. So why not be mashing the inside? Once I have a right to behave as if it had a kosher stomach. So the inside piece of the
mesh should be there. Does
anybody see it the other way? I think that's the size to the issue. You know, the question is, can you use the rules of Pesach to pass in a halacha, which lemaisa can't be? It just can't. The fact can't be.
That's the whole halacha. You don't know what animals inside this place.
Right, so
it's not possible now.
Would Rabbi like to do that, to make a stock that's not possible? Am I being consistent?
You are.
I am being consistent. Do you understand? It's the Kaddish. I'm not trying to see that. I'm going to see it in a second. Sort of like the halacha makes a metzias, even though here the halacha made a metzias. Here the halacha is making a metzias. It's not true, but it's you're right. We're blind to the fact. We just say this half of the animal is okay. Nobody thinks the other way. I think that somebody would understand that she was a guy too.
Why is it necessary to
see
the same story?
Why?
Who we have, and know which story
we'll talk about it later. I want to get to why it's good one. It is. And the sadness is kavua because the mekayim was originally nicker. We saw the stomach being removed. Yeah, okay, we took the stomach out in the store. In the store, it's kavua. If you want, I'll pick up with you later.
There's one part in the stomach.
The second study is we're trying to determine the Matthias. The Matthias has no reason. The Schmeichel later brings down a similar Nidai. You have a person who, person is very sick. He's dying. And let's say he's in a Rishus Hayach, he's in a house. And they're not sure if he's dead or alive. They take him from the house to the hospital. They take him from the house through the street into the hospital. In the hospital, they say he's passed away. He's not alive. You don't know when he died. Could he died in the house? Could be he died in the street? Could be he died in the hospital? Now, what's a shaila? Shaila is when he was in the house, he touched something. He was lying on a bed. Is that bed coming? So we have to table that bed. We're talking now when Taurus is not dead. So he was in the house, suffic if he was dead or alive. But in the house, he was laying in a bed. Is that dead Tame or not? So what would you say? If I answer just that child. I have a suffic tumma in the house. To bed. So what are you asking? Then they took him into the street. What? You go, no, suffic b'shusay yachid is Tame. If you don't suffic, no, that. Nishav echef kiskai. Okay, well, whatever reason, you don't. Okay? And so in the house, he touched the bed. Then they took him to the street, they put him into a wagon. You don't know, did he see him alive in the street? Well, no. They put him in the wagon, now to the hospital. So, why are you going to pass him on this wagon? Suffolk told him to shoot the rabbit. Was in a wagon. Tar. And he came to the hospital, now for your son. Close our this. In the house, he was dead. In the street, he was alive. In the house, he was dead. Yeah? In the house, something just around means we assume he was, when he was in the house, he was dead. He was dead. Right? Then when I took him into the street, and I put him into the wagon, then he was alive. You ever write to assume he was alive? It's not it, it's not it's a lie.
That changes the rules.
What?
That changes the rules.
But the rules depend on the Matthias, whether he was alive or not.
No, yeah, but you can't fit your case. The rules, and whatever those rules are.
So therefore, I should say, in the house he was there, in this, we're basing the halacha on the possibility he was there in the house, so we're saying some. Not the stomach. The saying that Halacha allows us to assume he's dead in the house. Halacha allows us to assume that the city was alive.
You assume that he's doing
that. Can I do that? Can I change? Can I switch?
That's because the rules allow you.
Can you get a better or what?
That's the question. Do the rules allow you to switch?
Well,
some rules allow you to switch. That also, it's either it was disgraceful, it's kosher, then it's better or so, or is it better or what?
No, you can sure it's disgraceful or kosher. Okay, it's totally different. One of the disgraceful is kosher. Either means that he's alive or dead, but the rules say that in such a case...
So what's the shaila? The shaila. Does my stock have to make sense in the facts? Or can I just say, I have a right to go with the rules of fact? So this, the Shemaitre says, is a Mishnah in Taharis. This is in Shemaitre Dalit Paradalit. It's a Machlaikis Tanoim. It's a Machlaikis Tanoim, but we pass on like the Chachamim, who hold that that is Tameh and the wagon is Tar. That is Tameh, the wagon is Tar. And who cares if it can't be? Can't be. So the Mishnah is Tar, so the Mishnah is Tar. So the Shmaitre says that this Mishnah is a Raya to the Pichadash in the underlying issue, this issue. In other words, the main issue, which is, does the Pesach Halacha have to fit with the possible fact? And this, we have a makar to say that it doesn't matter if it fits with the fact, we go with Pesach Halacha the way it makes sense, according to the rules of Suffolk Shitarab and stuff is the Sayyam. So this is the Prechadish of Mechor. So we have now basically two sheets. The Prechadish holds, you can say it's Sakhalacha, Shtim, other Shtim, who cares? And the Shuvah Sagra'inim, so well, there are two names mentioned there, that hold no, you have to be consistent with the facts. That you have to be consistent. So we have two Mahalchim. I hope you appreciate that this is a fundamental thing. It's a scientific issue of how to work with Pesach Halacha in situations where you come out with two Pesachim that seem to be inconsistent. So we have two Mahalchim. Now, let's go Shnei Shvilim. Shnei Shvilim fits with which way? Shnei Shvilim, Echatam Yechatam. Ruvei walks down one road. Shimon walks down the other road. They both come to Yer Kishai. And Rashi says the maze has taken up the whole road. You walk down this road, you stick a mile on it. No stop. So they both come to the road. Ruvei says, what's my din? The road says, sorry. Shimon says, what's my din? The road says, sorry. They can both be tar. What's the love going to say?
Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares if it can't be? We have rules of Pesach. We work with rules of Pesach. And whatever those rules are, that's what we do. The rule is Pesach Tomek Shdram Mitzvah. You have a problem with that? You have a problem? With the Rav say, no, yeah, but the Vatachas, even if they come together, they come together. Tyson says it's only this, it's only the Rabbanah, because the Mezik is Shikra. That means Nikra Din, two people come together. One says, I walk down road one. One says, I walk down road two. You say, okay, you're both tar. In one sentence, you can say, you're both tar. Does that make sense? The father says, it makes a lot of sense. That's the Pesach. The Pesach is, to you, you're a Sophic, and your Sophic is tar. To you, you're a Sophic, and your Sophic is tar. The whole follow? If you tell me you follow, I'd like you to explain to me how you explain this Pesach your grandmother. Somebody's not a big Lamdin. So I'm going to push the balabar. I don't understand your grandmother's not a Lamdin, but you have to explain. How can they both be tar? How would you explain?
I'm trying to explain. They can't explain. When Tyson says something is absolute, so you just explain something like that.
Explain to me, how could you, Lucidia, you're rough, you're telling them you're both tar. What are you both tar? What are you both in the road?
So
did this person make tar and this tar? I'll tell you what a Balabas would ask. Balabas would ask you, what? Doesn't have to be. That you're really right. It's really easy. So somebody has a pistol. They've got two chambers. They put the bullet in one. They figure you go for the right. So six people, you pull the trigger on six people, they'll all live. Each one, right, it's not going to be a bullet. One of them is going to die, right? But by Messias, that the bullet is telling Messias. And this is not telling Messias, it's telling the rules of Tzvach Allah. Well, the answer is, yeah, I'm sorry. That's a basically, basically the answer is Taka. Now, again, I don't want to make believe it's only one day of the Shita of the Ga'inim. But the Shita of the Pichadash, which I think we find more Gishmak, I would explain it to a Baal Bas like this. I would tell it. If an animal has a hole in its stomach, are you allowed to eat the animal? No. Why not? What's the svara? Any svara? Why I can't? I can eat the steak. Is that all in the stomach? I can't eat the steak. Doesn't make any sense. Yes, you're right. Doesn't make any sense. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said, "Don't eat it." That's not telling svara. Okay, Shlomo said, "If you have an animal that has a hole in its stomach, don't eat the steak." But there are many meanings. But Shlomo said, "Don't eat it." Now, Shlomo told me, you know, there's one time you can eat it. And if it's a stomach, and it's called the parish, move the parish, then you can eat it. Even if it has a hole in the stomach. And it's called a parish or a parish, you don't know which one it is. Hashem says, you know, you're allowed to eat it. In other words, the rule of halacha depends all on the rules. It doesn't depend on the fact. Whether I keep the steak doesn't depend on whether it really had a hole in the stomach. It depends on what the pesach is. If the pesach is that this steak is called a parish or a parish, I'm allowed to eat it. If the pesach is that this steak is culpable from after mass, I'm not allowed to eat it. That's halacha. It's not totally in Svara. It's totally in the rules. We apply the rules logically. But we take rules as the way the Torah gave us rules. So the Pichadosh Shita is, and the Sheshmaita in the basic question agree, that it's not serious. There is no serious. What's your problem? That's a serious. No serious. You can have two things where it's inconsistent in physical fact, but in Tzak Halacha it works out. There's no problem. Yes. That's exactly the same as that, except that when we discussed it then, we have two different cases, one case of parish and one case of kavuah. So everything, we don't have any problems. What the Shashmaitza and the Pichadash in their case are doing is they're creating a situation where you have the same animal. It can't be that if the animal is kosher, if the animal is, it just can't be. And that's what he's saying, that's the psak. So, the Stifler I'll speak about the Stifler in a minute, he explains Shnei Shvilin in line with this Shef Shmaitzi. He doesn't bring the Shef Shmaitzi, but he brings Shnei Shvilin basically this idea that it doesn't matter if the Messias is not the same, the psak is based on psak. I'll tell you the case that the disciple is going on. It's going on a Gemara in Brachis. This is in Brachis Simin Aleph, the first disciple in Brachis. There's a machlokes in the Gemara till when you're allowed to daven mincha. It's nothing to do with the chassidim and the gross man today. There's a certain kind of father lila. Okay, whether it's the Groz Laila or Shia, or if it's a Chazan, it's not the Gaya today. The certain kind is Badei Laila. An hour and a quarter before that, it's called Faga Mincha. That means an hour and 50 minutes, the last hour and 50 minutes of day. That's called Faga Mincha. There's a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. When is the last minute of Mincha and when is the first minute of Maharis? The Chachamim say you daven Mincha by day and Maharis by night. So a whole day you can daven Mincha, a whole night you can daven Maharis. The Yehuda says no. You can daven Mincha only until Pesach, only until an hour and 15 minutes before night. And you're allowed to daven Maharis during Pesach. Once the Zman Mincha ends, that means the last hour and 15 minutes of the day, you're allowed to daven Maharis. That's what Yehuda Shita. Okay? You follow? There's an hour and 15 minutes in every day. Today, 4:30 is Shkia. So let's say you hold 4:30 is night. If you're 5:15 or 5:30 is night, that's not the point. Let's say you hold 4:30 is night today. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only daven Mincha until 3:15. It's actually an hour and a quarter short. It's not yet, but practical terms. Question of you, you can only daven Mincha until 3:15. And after 3:15, you're already allowed to daven Maharis. And question of Chachamim, you can daven Mincha until 4:30. And after 4:30, you're allowed to daven Maharis. Okay, this is a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says, very strange thing, the Gemara does this in very few places. I think there are six places in the Shas where the Gemara does this. The Gemara says, Lo itma hilchasa, like Chachamim, but like Rabbi Yehuda, with the other Kemaravid, with the other Kemaravid. That means, that my Yitzhak Hilchas, the halacha was not paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, but like a Chachamim. The halacha wasn't paskin like anybody. So the other Kemaravid, if you want to do like Rabbi Yehuda, you can do it. So the other Kemaravid, if you want to do like a Chachamim, you can do like that. And here we have, where the Gemara tells us, do what you want. Was ist der Fan? Was ist der Fan? Was ist der Fan? Was ist der Fan? Was ist der Fan?
Was
ist der Fan? Was ist der Fan? Was ist der Fan? So the Gemara says you can go whichever way you want. That's why Erev Shabbos, we daven Mincha in the summer, we daven up to an hour and 15 minutes before, we're going to say we daven Maariv up to an hour and 15 minutes before night. Right? In June, the Shkia is 8:30. So you can daven, yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning, daven Mincha 7, and we have to daven Maariv. You're not going to have 6 o'clock in the morning. She was 8:30, but 6 o'clock you can't daven. Now, Mincha 6 is 6:15, you can't daven Maariv. You can only pull back daven Maariv up to an hour and 15 minutes, sorry, Maariv, an hour and 15 minutes earlier than Friday night. That's a good one.
You don't
know, so to do a Tarki Desastri, you daven both Mincha and Maariv in that last hour and 15 minutes. So that you can't do it. Because the Tati Desastri, you're not going to be like anybody. You're not going to use them, not like the Chachamim. So the Pashtus is that you're not allowed to do a Tati Desastri. On Erev Shabbos, it's a separate discussion. Maybe from a Kabbal Shabbos, you made it night. That's different. But generally, a person's not supposed to do a Tati Desastri. Now, does that mean, can I, on one day, talk to like a Yehuda, and the next day go to Rabbah, Chacham?
Yeah.
On two different days, can I do it or not?
Why do whatever you want?
Because in the Eri says, and this is brought down in the Bible, the Eri says, why David tomorrow is David tomorrow? It's a separate Rabbah. The whole man is a marvelous statement. Chazal understood it, that people must like it. However, Chazal shot down his bison. So they said, David Kamara, David Kamara. Therefore, the Nini says, one day I could do like a Yehuda, the next day like a Chacham. Why? That's like Shnei Shilin. It's like Alo Gemara, Shnei Shilin. The Yachazel, it's two different days, two different times. So one day I could say, this is Rode Star, and one day I could say, this is Rode Star. Interesting question. I don't know. If I want to walk in one of the Shvi'im of Hatzila in order to do it, maybe I'm allowed to. Okay. The Me'iri compares it. The Me'iri says it's just like Shnei Shvi'im. Just like Shnei Shvi'im. You could do a sira one day one way and one day the other way, the same thing. You could do one day pass like Rabbi Yehuda and one day pass like Chacham.
Same day. Why put up today?
On the same day, can I say now it's my Maariv. Let's say it's my Mincha. That Mincha. Let's say it's my Maariv. On the same hour and 15 minutes. That the Nini says he can't do. That's like one person walks on both roads and touches the same piece of tire. But Shane came two different days. That's how I said that. It's like a person walks on one road one week and one road the other week.
You can't walk on the same day. And
well, you can't become tired of things. There's 7 days to become tired of the other. But if you could, it would be the same. So, that's the new issue. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says you have to be consistent your whole life. Either you pick a new day, you pick the Chacham. You can't jump back and forth one day, you know. One day, when it comes to davening, you have people like that today. Yimcha, they daven after Shia, like the Chassidim. And Maariv, they also daven. You know, one day they can daven Mincha 40 minutes after Shkia, and the other day they can daven Maariv 5 minutes after Shkia. You have people like that. So the Rosh says you can't do it. The Rosh says you have to be consistent. You have to go with one Shita, and you can't jump back and forth in Shita. And the Rosh brings a Raya from a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says, one passing like a pillow, is not like a pillow. If you want to pass me a Bishamai, you can pass me a Bishamai. This is before the bath curl, but then I pass. When I say, you want to go out to Kulis, you go to Bishamai. You want to go to Bishamai, you go to Bishamai. But you can't take a Kulis of Bishamai for Kulis of Bishamai. You can't take just all the Kulis. It's all Kulis and Bishamai Kulis. It's a rush of the Gemara. The Gemara explains, it's talking where you can have, I don't get into it, but the Gemara says, you have a sphere. You can have one case which in certain cases comes out as a kula to Beis Ol. Some kula to kula Beis Shami, the same exact shayla. The Gemara says, you're a Rasha, you can't take Beis Ol's kula and Beis Shami's kula. He says the same thing here. You can't take the Chachamim's kula one day and daven Mincha after Flag, and the Rabbi Yehuda's kula the next day and daven Ma'ar before Flag. That's like taking the kula Beis Shami, the kula Beis Ol. How is that Rasha? Can't do it. It's a machlekes to me in the rush. Okay. I told you what I want to tell you. Now, watch this into our whole discussion. The Me'iri and the Pichadash and Shnei Shavimim seem to fit well. I could do. What is the Me'iri? What does the Me'iri say? That's a rule. I'm consistent, I'm not consistent. I go to the rule. I go to the rule. One day I can do like this, one day I can do like that. What's the problem? I go to the rule. What's Shandarash? Is the rush not my... not the rush to the answer, what? The rush would be like the guy then. But then I'm going to have a problem. How does the explanation feel? How does the rush... I think this is what you mean, you'll tell me. But the cycle says is that this rule that we're making a big deal over today, that you can pass in a lot of federation system, that's true when you have a stopping. The machlekes of Yehuda and the Rabban and the Chachamim, the Ovid Kamara, but the Ovid Kamara, it's not because the rush will hold. It's not because the Safed Rabban and the Kuf. There's certain klalei hayra, there's certain rules of Pesach. The rules of Pesach have their own rules. The disciple says, for example, if you come from the city of Rabbi Lassa, Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that the whole Chayitlo doesn't pass on. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to make a knife for a bris meal on Shabbos. You can shop in the night. I can make a knife. The Gemara says, if you come from Rabbi Yehuda's city, you do like Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda's city, you do like Rabbi Yehuda. If you go to a different city, yeah, klalei hayra. The klalei hayra is that when it comes to paskin, specifically paskin, who the paskin like, there are certain rules. There are certain rules. You have to grab a lot of karabim and there's a whole set of rules of Kuala Hayra. Once a night there was a kind of a lajna where there was a man who had a lung disease. And Baruch Hashem, he was doing well. And the type of lung disease where people died, generally somebody had this lung disease died from it. This person was living. So the kind of a lajna wrote him a letter that he should not move out of his city, the city he lived in. Why? But the type of lung disease he had was in Hilchus Tresis, the Machlokes, between the Shagas Aryeh and everybody else. Shagas Aryeh passing is not a Tresis. And everybody else passing is a Tresis. And this person lived in the Shagas Aryeh city. And the Lashna told him, as long as you live in the Shagas Aryeh city, the halacha in the Shagas Aryeh city is it's not a Tresis. So you'll live. When you move out of the city, you know, you'll be like everybody else. You know, it's the Tresis. You know, you're going to have 12 months. So, again, the Kuala Era, you know, in his city, the shackles like this, and his city, the shackles like this. You know, like we're putting this line about shaving. Now, the Rambam says there, no, there's no such thing as shaving. That's what it says, I thought there was such a thing as shaving. Once the Rambam passed, there's no shaving, so shaving, I can listen. That's no more shaving. That's the Rambam says, no shaving. I don't mean to remind you about the shaving, but basically, Yaqwala Allah makes the difference. So the disciple says, The Rosh agrees that the Chodesh is rule, which there should be rule. Klolei Hira is different. There are certain rules of Hira. Those rules of Hira do not allow a person to pass in one day like one sheet, or one day like the other sheet. That's not Klolei Hira, do what you want. Klolei Hira includes that you have a right to go with your Chaisik. The other Kamara, the other Kamara, the Chazal said you can choose your Chaisik. You can be with the city, you can be with the Chacham city. You can't switch around all the time. You can choose one or the other. You go with the Yehuda, you go with the Chacham. In Hira, in Klolei Hira, we don't have room for Stira in Hira. But that's the exception. Outside of that exception, the rule of Shnei Shevilim applies. So, and the Miri disagrees. The Miri holds that's also a Safa Jorban Lakula. He holds even in Hira. The rule of Safa Jorban Lakula applies. At least in the case of Abba Kamara, it is Abba Kamara. Okay, so what are we learning today from Shnei Shevilim? A new Yisai. A great Yisai. What's the Yisai? That, at least according to the Chodesh of Kahala, that, you know something, a Rav could talk to two things that are inconsistent, matter, according to the rules of Safi, the Safi Darabana, and Safi Darais, and Safi Tumma, you can pass in things that are clear. Is everybody satisfied? That's why I confuse everybody. Everyone satisfied? I mean, still now we...
What about you?
What about the Miri hold? Oh, so the fact was said, the general Klolei Hira, the Miri hold. Because the reason that you wouldn't have a Chachamim, that the Kamara is because of Safi Darabana Lekura. That's because of Safi Darabana. Human Rabbi Yashin, you can't,
you know, put both together.
And he says, because why does Shnei Shevilim? Because it's because of the rule of Safi Darabana Lekura, not because of the rule of Klolei Hira. At any rate, everything's good, and it's a complicated thing which I think, you know, I have to sort of behave myself and go off on a tangent, and I think you could understand it now. But this is where it gets confusing. Okay, everybody, I mean, the Pichadish's rule you're all happy with? Whether you like it or not, like it, you understand the rule. Pichadish's rule is that it doesn't have to be consistent. If the rules work that way, the rules work that way. Okay? Now here's my problem. Today's shiur and yesterday's shiur are contradict each other. I'll tell you why. Yesterday, I talked about Safi Darabana Lekula, the Safi Ahadadi. Okay, I talked about a person lives in a city, it's a Safi if it's a Mukhav Chayma. Okay, it comes for him. He lives in a city, he doesn't know if it's Mukhav Chayma. So on the 14th of Adar, he goes to his Rav. Do I have to learn the Gemara today? What should the Rav say? Safi Darabana Lekula, you have to learn on the 14th. On the 15th, he comes to his Rav. That's why I'm going to go with today. No, Safi Darabana Lekula. But Ron says, no. You can't do that. There's two Safi Darabana Lekula. The Safi Adon. The two Safi Darabana Lekula that contradict each other. You can't do that. So the Mabel, you must learn them again. You can't be off the hook without them. That was Ron's stock. You have two Safi Darabana Lekula that contradict each other. You can't do the case of Hezeba. You think that it's Hezeba. Come to the first case. We have to do a Hezeba. He said yesterday that it's a Safi. Which case is it a Hezeba? The first case, Safi Darabana Lekula. Second case, Safi Darabana Lekula. Third, fourth. Everything is Safi Darabana Lekula. And we said, no, it's a Stira, you can't do that. In that whole discussion, a lady talks about it, not like I mentioned. So, I mean, however much of it you follow, I mean, it became very complicated at the end. I know the last 5 minutes I tried to hop around maybe a little too much of it, but the basic story was that you can't do a Safi Darabana Lekula in two cases where it's a Stira. But that's it with Shnei Shevilim. Shnei Shevilim is that you, what do I have with the Chodesh? What do you mean? The Sak is a Rama Kula Kula. It's a Rama Kula Kula. No, I'm not talking about Klolei Hira is different. We replace this for Klolei Hira.
Yeah.
But this is the topic in the key is. You see, what you're saying about Kol HaRoi, you could be right to explain Heseba. Heseba are two shittos that the question is how to pass it. But by book of Chayim, it's not a question of halacha. The question is, this city, was this city book of Chayim and Tanya Shulchan? I don't know. I mean, Tveria, I don't know. I mean, whichever city in Eretz Yisrael, there are a few cities that are ancient cities. And we don't know. So they learn both. So why are they learn both? Say, so roll the Quran 40. So roll the Quran 50. And you're off the hook. But the Rabbanan said, you only have to listen to me when it's a vada. You don't have to listen to me when it's a suffix. And this is suffix of Rabbanan Lakuma. The Rabbanan told me, you have to listen to me when it's a vada. What's the suffix? If I only have a suffix on one of the days, let me ask you, let's say I landed in McGill on the 14th. The 14th I was in New York City, I landed in McGill. Then I took a plane, I came to the city. And the 15th I have a suffix. You say, so Rabbanan Lakuma, you don't have to land again. So why, if I was the 14th and the 15th in the same city, why should it be different? It's the Zakhazah, two separate days. It's a different city. What? So the only thing you could do, that's what they're right, it's coming. So what we can really do in the case of the Megillah is say, you have to now we have to make an exception. So we have this rule, we have to make an exception. We have to say that when you're being Iker at Takana Lagamri, it doesn't apply. In the case where I'm going to destroy this takana totally, such as Mikra Megillah, I'm going to end up not laning at all. So then, I can't say, Sabbath Dabar Makula here, Sabbath Dabar Makula there. Why exactly can't I?
Because the whole point of passing is to see the Sabbath Dabar Makula, the monotony is the Sabbath Dabar Makula. Well, you know the
Rabbanan
is
very fond of
going and...
The Rabbanan told me, lay Megillah when it's certainly for him. Don't lay Megillah when it might be for him.
Have you found that the Rabbanan really meant that it's a process? That the intention might be, might not. But if you know the Rabbanan, how you have
to lay Megillah, you can't
tell you can't go to
those
believers.
The Rabbanan
has
to lay Megillah.
You can't say, it's
people or the Rabbanan
mentioned when they need
a day. No, he's supposed to lay one. Why can't I say the Rabbanan told me, whenever I know for sure it's for him, I lay Megillah. If I don't know if it's for him, I don't lay Megillah.
One of the two
children. So one of the two should be, let me certainly tell them.
You understand,
right? So it's like one person working on Shnei Shvilim. We tell one person on Shnei Shvilim two separate days. You would also be Nekel. So maybe it's like one person walked on one shvil one day, touching something. He passed and touched. He walked on the same shvil, on the other shvil the other day, he touches the same thing. Then we're going to pass it in his tummy, the top test he said, right? If he's going to walk on both shvilim and touch the same piece of meat, we're going to be in the Talmud. So it could be when you have a takana, you have to lay in the Megillah. And the 14th, you're going to be Nekel. And on the 15th, you're going to be Nekel. So it's the same person. So, Mamar Shach, he did the wrong thing. Because it's a takana drop on him. I can't say the same person Mamar Shach he did, because it would be two different pieces of meat, I say to both sides. But it's like one piece of meat. But somehow, I'm not clear. I'm trying to figure out exactly how it should work. You happy? You happy with the answer? It's like what? It's like what?
Like
so what would you say? Let's say I'll be masking to you in the case of Mikra Megillah. We have other cases. What about the case where you have? See, Hesseba, you could also get a Hesseba, which is a Shaiva for Leher Rav. It's a Shaiva, which I had a pass in. But let's say the case of the person doesn't remember which day is Shabbos. He doesn't remember which day is Shabbos. So every one of the 7 days of the week, he wants to do Melacha D'Rabbanan. Right? Every day, 7 days of the week, he wants to say, I can do Melacha D'Rabbanan. Everyone, he wants to go for the Sukkot. Everyone in the 7 days.
Why does he just count 7 days?
Well, why should he say count? I mean, he does that for Hilchot Kiddush, but Mikra Din, counting 7 days doesn't do anything. Mikra Din, every day, he doesn't know the Shabbos. So every day, he's not going to do D'Rabbanan. So The Taz says, no, he could do Drabbanas every day. Every day he could say Shav Drabbanam Asur. And the Prima Ranam asked, and the Ramban Avraham also, they said, no, you have to be Machmir everyone in the 7 days, because the Tzatzi Adad. So who do we understand better today? That you could do Malacha Drabbanam everyone in the 7 days or not? The person doesn't know. He's traveling in the Midbar, he forgot which day is Shabbat. Could he do Malacha Drabbanam every day? So if we go with the Pri Chadash, then we would say every day you can do Malacha Drabbanam. Who cares? Who cares what the difference is? So that was still with the Taz. Because the Pesach is Shabbat Drabbanam Akul, it's like Shnei Shemimim. Every day I ask a Shaila and I should be told I could be Maker. No, because Shnei Shvilin, you are definitely being Gaiber. In the case I told you, with the same first, one day he walks on one road, touches Taharis, and then he eats it. And then a week later he walks on the second road, touches Taharis, now when he rubs it, he could eat it. The Shmanki says, it's not the Shmanki brings, not the Shmanki, it's not that brings it down for the case of Shnei Shvilin. I would assume, it certainly applies to Shnei Shvilin, the Mishnah.
So you have
to battle
on that
time, so,
to do that.
What takana? The Rabban? No,
battle is. You have to battle on that time.
Why?
Monday
we have
to do that.
No, luckily I have to keep all 7 days. Luckily I have to keep all 7 days. That's Moshiach. Question is, Malacha Rabban. So Malacha Rabban, so the Taz says it can be Mekel every day, and the Malacha Rabban says you can. So the arguing is what we're confused about. The Magadim says, see, you have to be Machmir. No, you mean the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash is the rule of Parashat Korach. The Pri Magadim is the one who just... I have to keep Shabbos and Deiraz. The Deiraz says I'm going to keep all 7 days. Now, the Rabbanan said, on Vaday Shabbos, I have to not do Malach. On Safik Shabbos, the Rabbanan said, I could do Malach. So I have 7 days of Safik Shabbos. But if you step with the task, that's 7 days of Shabbos, they could do Malach. The Rabbanan says, no, that's the Adani. Okay. What? The day you make Kiddush is a Takana. Just for like the Shabbos, Shabbos, it's really a fake if you wouldn't make Kiddush any day. But on a lot of issues like the Shabbat of Shabbos, and we think of being lost, we think of it as being lost for a few days. And then, you know, for people, could have an extended period, like the Shabbat of Shabbos, maybe they make it. So basically, what's happening? We went through the first 45 minutes of Shia, and built a very clear sight of the Pri Chadash. It doesn't have to be consistent, it has to be consistent with Pesukei Halacha. It does not have to be consistent. If the facts are different, it won't bother us as long as it works with Api Halacha. What I'm saying now is we do have a bit of a monkey wrench. That this rule that the Rabbanans that are placing each other, you can't say Sabda Rabban Lakula, which we took for granted yesterday, as it makes sense. Funny, yesterday we took for granted you can't say Sabda Rabban Lakula to start for each other. It makes sense to everybody. Nobody argues that. And today, the Pri Chadash makes sense to us. That, who cares? If the stock is that way, it is that way. But somehow in our thinking, we're, what? Two different days, right? You can't be consistent. But there has to be some way of reconciling it. I think the Ikur will be like the Pri Chadash and Shnei Shvilin. I think that we have to adjust to all the cases of two Rabbanan and Safi Adadi. We have to adjust it. But anyway, this is the Sugya of Shnei Shvilin. What we have done, basically, is there are four yesodos that we've dealt with. The rule of Kavua and Parish, which we did first. Then Yehuda's rule of Dov Shesha Matirin. Yesterday's business of Safi Rabbanan Lakula. And today, the Pri Chadash, the Shesha Shmaitza. And basically, we're now going to hopefully go quickly through the rest of the Yom tomorrow. But basically, these are the four Kloli spaces that I'd like you to retain to be able to remember.